It's 13 past 8.
Wake up with the happy sound of Dublin. Wake up with energy.
Samantha, look it. Here comes your man I was telling you about. The one that fancies me.
I just want to lay next to you for a while.
You'll have to wait. I'm dancing with me girlfriend.
You look so beautiful tonight.
Yeah, I put a bit more green in me hair.
Your eyes are so lovely.
It's the black eyeliner.
Your mouth is so sweet.
Now, how do you know that?
A lot of people misunderstand me.
Here we go.
That's because they don't know me at all.
I'm sure I seen you in the Planet of the Apes, wasn't it?
I just want to touch you.
Janie.
And hold you.
Don't crush me dress, Roy.
I need you.
You need a doctor.
God, I need you. I love you so much.
Samantha, here, hold me chewing gum. I'm going for it.
In the Guinness Book of Records as the only pop star never to have appeared on stage twice running wearing the same face. It's 18 past 8. It's been partly sunny today, windy and showery with a high around 16 degrees. 18 past 8. Energy, power 103 FM. Good morning from the Breakfast Club.
What on earth?
Whoa, Gallico, study there, big fella.
Sorry it was so late, but I knew you'd want the music on it, and the orchestra was late this morning.
The thing. Here it is.
Yeah, it's finished.
Wow, look at that. Okay, we'll play it in a minute.
Okay.
Well done, Bob. 22 minutes past 8. Energy 103, it's 8:25. You are probably aware that Bob and I, in a vain attempt to get very, very rich very quickly,
yes,
sent away some mail-order stuff to the States for various mystic ways of using the occult to get rich. Now, we didn't think it was working.
No, we didn't. But we have found out. We have found out how to get rich, and we want to pass that on to you. We have discovered the mystic ways of power and riches, and we do want you to share in them.
We've discovered this by virtue of the fact that we did take these mail order methods from the States, and they showed us the way.
They showed the light.
And this, we believe, ladies and gentlemen, is the way.
Everything you have ever wanted can be yours from the House of Power. Riches beyond your wildest dreams. The power to make the object of your desires do whatever you want. Ruination for those who have done you wrong.
Immortality!
Even an energy car sticker.
It can all be yours if you possess the all-powerful Uruwali doll. The age-old image of the ancient blue-nosed Indian god, Uruwali. The greatest key to power since American Express.
Ask yourself, how do some people have all the bleeding luck?
Why are others rich and beautiful and famous instead of me?
Is it luck or something else? Could it be that they possess the Uruwali doll?
Listen to this testimonial from a satisfied owner.
Just 2 weeks ago, I was jobless, broke, and suffered from athlete's foot. But then I received my wonderful Uruwali doll. The very next day, I got a job as a night watchman with IBM. I rose to be president of the company by the end of the week, and I was retired with a golden handshake of £5 million yesterday. Thank you so very much. P.S. I don't mean to be picky, but I still have the athlete's foot.
The wonderful Uruwali doll is available only from the House of Power. Now, when you receive your doll, you may say to yourself, this is only a cheap little plastic dolly from Liffey Street.
Well, that's what it may look like, but rest assured that it's a genuine, handcrafted, authentic replica of the great god Uruwali when he was a baby.
And thus imbued with powers beyond the imagination.
Yours to command for only £10 from the House of Power, care of Pat and Bob, 144 Upper Leeson Street.
Don't delay. Rush down to Energy 103 with a £10 note and get yours today.
Yeah, 2 £5 notes will be accepted if this is more convenient.
Pop, was I all right there? You know what I mean?
Shh.
Can I have my fiver now?
No. Fiver.
The athlete's foot.
Stop, you're out of here.
Good morning from the Breakfast Club. It's 23 minutes to 9. Poor old Bono has to move house.
Oh.
He lives in a Martello tower in Bray.
Yeah.
And he has to move house because he put a glass roof on top of the house.
That's right.
And the glass roof made things too hot inside. It even got up to about 99 degrees recently.
99 degrees?
Must be sunny in Bray. He has to get out because of this. And in fact, according to the papers, it was divine inspiration that caused Bono to put the glass roof on in the first place.
Ah.
Mm. Well, they put a glass roof on the house so God could feel closer to Bono. 23 to 9.
According to a major report published today, the country's population is set to fall dramatically over the next 25 years. The UN Secretary General, Pérez de Cuellar, is due to begin his peace mission to the Gulf later today, and the chairman of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, Donald Creed, has said the party is prepared to bring down the government on specific aspects of economic policy. Full details at 9 on the power station.
It's 22 to 9. There's a lot of talk in the news and the sports world about drugs in sport these days.
Mm.
I don't know, I can see some value, you know, in certain circumstances. I would have to approve of drugs in sport.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain yourself, sir.
Like the Ireland against Luxembourg football game last night.
Yeah?
I reckon they should have given drugs to all the spectators at Lansdowne Road to make the damn game look interesting.
Well, it may have been interesting from certain points of view, but from Ireland's point of view, not a great result, though. They're top of the table. They're played more matches than anybody else. They only have one left against Bulgaria, and Jack Charlton figures they got to win that to have any chance. And the goal difference, last night's 2-1 result didn't help that much. Meanwhile, Wales did themselves a power of good by beating Denmark 1-0. They're sitting on the top of Group 6, joint leaders with Denmark, but Wales have one, and in other cases, two matches in hand of the rest of the group, so it looked pretty good. Meanwhile, England and Scotland played friendlies. Hungary were very friendly to Scotland, but Scotland beat them 2-0. Whereas West Germany were not very friendly to England, because they beat England 3-1. And if that's what England can expect when if they do qualify for the thing, well, they're going to have a bit of a problem. Meanwhile, over in tennis, the U.S. Open, John McEnroe's comeback came to an abrupt halt when Ivan Lendl demolished him in three straight sets in the quarterfinals. Lendl now meets Jimmy Connors in the semifinals, Connors beating Brad Gilbert after losing the first set. And reminder that the power tip today,
for want of
a better term, power. Moore style in the 3-10 at Doncaster, and if you must have another bet and you like the jumps, well, have a little something maybe on Astacott in the 355 at Newton Abbott. You never know. It could even win.
A little something on Astacott.
A little something.
Going on the last time that I put money on Astacott when you told me to put money on Astacott, what he needed that day on him was a jockey, Bob.
Right.
Might as well have caught a bus. It's 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, another normal day on the roads, Lisa.
Yeah, first up this morning, the roadworks. And there are roadworks on Leeson Street. There are also roadworks at Purnell Street opposite the Rotunda Hospital. Traffic there is reduced to one lane. Watch out for roadworks at North King Street. There are more roadworks at John's Road causing delays this morning. There's only one lane of traffic for about 200 yards, both in and out of the city at Donnybrook because of roadworks there going from the town in Donnybrook to the garage. The traffic lights are out at Wolfetone Quay and Houston Station. Traffic is slow on the Moorhampton Road. Clonsky Road is also heavy and Harrow's Cross is slow but moving this morning. There are more roadworks in Amiens Street. The North Strand is slow moving this morning and traffic is heavy on the East Wall. And that's the energy traffic update from Fiat Eye in the Sky and Checkers Cabs on 343434.
What a nice morning. You can expect a little bit more of this, but look out for the odd shattered scour today. The wind's from the west to southwest and it'll be fresh and gusty later on up to 4-7. High today, around 16 degrees. It's 19 to 9. This is the Breakfast Club on Energy Power 103 FM. Isn't that tasty? That's a new song from ABC called The Night You Murdered Love. It's 6 minutes to 9 o'clock.
That's an interesting report out today.
The one about the population.
According to a major report, the country's population is set to fall dramatically over the next 25 years. It's happening already, actually.
They're falling?
Yeah, every Friday night in Leeson Street. And very dramatically, too. You want to see them.
I wouldn't know, Bob. Well, what's it going to do to unemployment? That's what I'm going to know.
I don't know. I was listening to the news yesterday, and it seems Iceland is the place to be.
Iceland?
Yeah. There's three jobs to every person.
Three jobs for every person?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What a pain in the neck.
Why?
Well, you fancy having to do three jobs. You know, I can barely handle one.
Somehow, I don't think I quite got through to you just then.
Oh?
It seemed very clear to me.
I don't know. I think you're just making life difficult for me, that's all.
Listen,
you said to me that Iceland, in Iceland there are three jobs for every person,
right? Yeah.
I still maintain that three jobs for every person is a pain in the neck because it's too much work for one person to do.
No, no, look, I didn't seem to get the meaning or the significance truly before. The thing is, there's no real problem there. You see, it's a 3-to-1 ratio of jobs to people. Anyone in Iceland would have his or her choice of any one of three jobs.
One of three jobs?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could have a job as a brain surgeon, or a dustman, or a disc jockey, something like that.
I give up. Maybe he can make sense out of the traffic.
But, all right. Three jobs for every...
Traffic from Amien Street around Beresford's place is coming on to Eden Quay is very heavy this morning. The North Quays are very, very slow this morning. Traffic is extremely heavy on the North Strand and in Fairview. The Rock Road heading on to the Merrion Road is moving very slowly. Roadworks at the junction of Summerhill Parade and North Circular Road are causing delays, and Ballybock and Summerhill are bumper to bumper. Rathfarnham heading on to Terenure is very heavy this morning, and traffic in Terenure heading towards Harold's Cross is also very slow. Rathmines is slow moving, Drumcondra and Rosette Street are heavy, so expect delays there, and traffic is backed up in Whitehall, so avoid that area if possible. That's the energy traffic update from Fiat Eye in the Sky and Checkers Cabs on 343434.
See, Bob, it couldn't possibly work.
How could you be a dustman or a brain surgeon, for heaven's sake?
Well, it can't... You could if you had 6 days in the week, but you don't. There's an uneven number of days in the week, right?
They don't.
So, you can't be a brain surgeon on Monday and a dustman on Tuesday and a disc jockey on Wednesday, and it won't fit because you'd have to end the week on Saturday to get around all the jobs.
I'm going home.
Yeah, I
can't stand it anymore.
Everybody treats me like a child around here, and give me back my Lego. I haven't finished playing with it. The big hand is three little notches after the two, and the little hand is just past the nine.
30, 40.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Look at the throng.
What throng?
Nothing throng. I'm making tons of money off of this thing, though.
Oh, the money's rolling in, is it?
50 people are thronging outside.
Oh, boy. Now, look, folks, please form an orderly queue out there, you know, and it's first come, first serve, 60, and no pushing to get into the queue.
70.
And we're only a limited number, so nope. Are they behaving themselves?
Huh? 110. 110 now, quid so far, Bob.
If you don't know what we're talking about, that's because you didn't get up early this morning and don't realize that we are bringing you the opportunity of a lifetime.
That's it.
As you know, we sent off for all this voodoo stuff from Dr. Apollo and Dr. Lamp and Dr. Laveau, and we learned the secret, the mystic secrets of how to become rich and famous and powerful.
That's
and
right.
We passed them on to you.
That's right.
We believe in sharing the wealth.
I think we should play the commercial. I think we should play the information again.
I think we should, yes, allow people who are just up to cash in on this.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Everything you have ever wanted can be yours from the House of Power.
Riches beyond your wildest dreams. The power to make the object of your desires do whatever you want.
Ruination for those who have done you wrong.
Immortality!
Even an energy car sticker.
It can all be yours if you possess the all-powerful Uruwali doll. The age-old image of the ancient blue-nosed Indian god Uruwali. The greatest key to power since American Express.
Ask yourself, how do some people have all the bleeding luck?
Why are others rich and beautiful and famous instead of me?
Is it luck or something else? Could it be that they possess the Uruwali doll?
Listen to this testimonial from a satisfied owner.
Just 2 weeks ago, I was jobless, broke, and suffered from athlete's foot. But then I received my wonderful Uruwali doll. The very next day, I got a job as a night watchman with IBM. I rose to be president of the company by the end of the week, and I was retired with a golden handshake of £5 million yesterday. Thank you so very much. P.S. I don't mean to be picky, but I still have the athlete's foot.
The wonderful Uruwali doll is available only from the House of Power. Now, when you receive your doll, you may say to yourself, this is only a cheap little plastic dolly from Liffey Street.
Well, that's what it may look like, but rest assured that it's a genuine, handcrafted, authentic replica of the great god Uruwali when he was a baby.
And thus imbued with powers beyond the imagination.
Yours to command for only £10 from the House of Power, care of Pat and Bob, 144 Upper Leeson Street.
Don't delay. Rush down to Energy 103 with a £10 note and get yours today.
Yeah, 2 £5 notes will be accepted if this is more convenient.
Pop was all right there, you know me?
Club
Lemon, your hard-edged philosophy, Lemonism for Life, discusses the seedier segments of the Lemon community.
It just gets worse and worse. The economy's falling, the population is falling now, the ratings for this program are falling.
Really. And Iranian gunboats have attacked a Cypriot flag tanker in the Gulf. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar is due to begin his peace mission to the Gulf later today. According to a major report published today, the country's population is set to fall dramatically over the next 25 years. Full details at 10 on the power station.
28 minutes to 10. Hang on, let me have a look. Where's the weather's falling? Everything. The barometer's dropping. It's going to be partly sunny today, but the rain is falling. Everything. Shattered scours. The winds from the west to southwest will be fresh and gusty later on. Up to 4-7. High today near 16. Temperatures falling. 27 to 10 with the Breakfast Club. On Energy Power 103 FM. We have some prizes to give away to you. Some good prizes, one, especially if you have a Trivial Pursuit game. But ladies first.
Thank you very much indeed. Clonliffe Road is very heavy this morning. Jones's Road heading towards Clonliffe is very slow. Traffic is bumper to bumper in Fairview. That's heading towards the North Strand. Harold's Cross is still very heavy. Ranelagh heading towards Charlemont Street is very slow. Traffic on Harcourt Street is slow but moving onto the green. Dolphin's Barn heading onto Cork Street is building up. Cabra heading towards Tibsborough is also building up. Traffic from Church Street towards the Keys is heavy. And Merrion Road towards Walls Bridge is still slow. Man Street Lower is building up. And that's the energy traffic update from Fiat Eye in the Sky. And check his calves on 343434.
I love the smile on the voice. You like that, Bob?
Yeah.
It means she's about to crack up laughing. I can never tell why. Time is 18 minutes to... She's laughing at us. That's the trouble.
I know.
18 minutes to 10, Bob. I thought we'd make this a competition for people who never won anything from us before.
Yeah, all right. If you've never won anything from us before, this is for you. I don't understand. It's about like the Icelandic thing. Anyway.
Just leave me alone about Iceland.
The prize we have, it's an extra set of questions from the Trivial Pursuit people. It's for the Genus 2 version of the game. So for anybody who already has that or any other version of the game, and the board, the counters, and everything, this will come in very handy. Or if you're intending to buy one. Or if you just like to have a bunch of questions and answers to play around with. This is for you. An extra set of questions for the Genus 2 version. And that's going to go to the first correct answer to this Trivial Pursuit question. It's a real simple one. Who's sang the theme song to The Spy Who Loved Me? Who sang the theme song to The Spy Who Loved Me? So if you've never won anything before and you'd like to get this, give us a ring.
And don't forget, you have to have the rest of the game. You've got to have the whole Trivial Pursuit thing, really, because there's a set of extra questions, which is dead handy. You know how it gets.
And the number is... It's...
What's I have it here. I have it written down.
That's the second
007?
Question.
007?
No! 007.
Sorry.
You dork ass.
606-703.
For callers in Iceland, dial 01. Time is 17 minutes to 10 now. You've got the look. Energy. Power 103 FM. And, well, we asked the question, who sang the theme song to The Spy Who Loved Me?
Nobody does.
Is it better? I got two Burley Chassis. Sorry, Shirley Bassies for Goldfinger. I got two Sheena Eastons.
For your eyes only for you.
Thank you. And one from Seamus and Black Rock, who said that Carly Simon sang the theme song to The Spy Who Loved Me, which is Nobody Does It Better. Seamus, you've won yourself an extra set of questions for your Trivial Pursuit game. I think we have another set of those to give away tomorrow, don't we?
We do.
Speaking of Trivial Pursuit...
It's that time again.
Go ahead.
Ladies
oh, really?
First.
Okay. Actress Judy Geeson... Geeson.
G-string. Sorry.
You're a sick.
Trying to help.
Is 39 today. Gramophone record presenter David Hamilton is 49 today. That's 10 years older than actress Judy Geeson, who's 39 today.
Yeah, once you're over 40, you're no longer a disc jockey, you're a gramophone record presenter.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
We'll have to change all the names here.
Get out of here.
And a musical birthday.
Oh, a musical birthday.
Wow. Siobhan Fahey of Bananarama. Siobhan Fahey of Bananarama is 30.
She's now Siobhan Stewart as well. She married Dave Stewart,
who had his birthday the other day, so they can celebrate, joint
they
birthday.
They probably celebrated it together. They probably
Yeah, they did the same.
Together.
Do you know, that's a coincidence. They celebrated their marriage together as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Fantastic, really.
Oh, I do that,
right. Yeah. Guess who else is having a birthday today?
No, tell me.
Well,
please.
I will tell you. Arnold Palmer is having a birthday.
Who's he?
He's 58.
Musical
birthdays, Jose Feliciano will be lighting 42 little fires on his birthday cake. And also Johnny Fingers.
Lovely guy.
31.
He's a really sweet guy.
Johnny Fingers.
Johnny Fingers Moylet of the Boomtown Rats.
Oh, yes, of course. I thought you were talking about Tony McKenzie.
No,
it was the Fingers bit. Every time he comes up the stairs into this room. What do you think of the program this morning, Tony? It's all he gives me is the Fingers. Very negative guy. Are you all right? Oxygen! Medic! Oxygen! Quick, please! Quick! Loosen her clothing! Bob! Yeah, help me!
The sale's on at Chase Boutique in Henry Street, but hurry.